The ocean is more ancient than the mountains, and frightened with memories of the dreams of time. Welcome to St. Paxton, a Pulp Cthulhu real play tabletop role playing experience starring Steph as Clara Carter, Mike as Nicholas Watley, Fred as Edward Worthington III, Ben as Max Anderson, and your game master, Veronica.
Hey everybody, welcome back to another non-vampire edition of Welcome to St. Paxton. I am your game master, Veronica, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hey folks, it's me, Ben. I play Max Anderson, and my pronouns are he, him.
Hey everybody, it's Fred, and I play Edward Worthington III, and my pronouns are also he, him.
Hey everyone, it's me, Mike Lane, and I am playing the fainted Aaron Jefferson. My pronouns are he, him.
And my name is Steph. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm playing Cindy Jefferson.
Wait, what? Who's...
Wait a minute.
And for those of you that need to roll luck, now is the time that we're going to do that. We are going to get into some housekeeping. So go ahead and roll your dice while I say thank you to these wonderful patrons. Thank you to Taylor Beaver, Thomas Stanley, TJ Ashley, Tobias Goltz, Travis Wilhelm, Veronica C.R. Washington Ramos, Vlad Weird Girl, William Sachowski, and Cypher. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And gals.
Because I need that luck. I finally got to use some, guys. I'm so excited.
You used so much for Clara. I was so touched.
And I'm very upset that you created a new character. You have no faith in me.
I just wanted to come in prepared.
Wait, hold on.
You never know.
What's Aaron's last name?
Jefferson.
And what's your character's last name?
Jefferson. Oh, shit. With this metagaming, Jesus Christ. Okay, number one, did anyone listen to the episode yet?
Yes. I didn't listen to it all the way through.
Okay, there's a change from what we recorded.
Ooh.
Just so you
fuck!
There was?
There's a slight... Oh, girl, there sure was.
I listened
right.
to
it. I absorbed lived. Max, and now I am just... I don't know about... God. Well,
I have ADHD memory. I have no idea what was changed.
Okay, so this is really only important to Fredward. Fred had asked Abuela, like, hey, can we do something? And Abuela was like, yeah, maybe, we played. And I rearranged Abuela, so she's like, just collect the body. So there's no hope given that. From Abuela.
Okay. Little change.
Okay.
Little bitty.
Was Abuela just like thirsty for Clara?
Yeah, was that like a...
I have some questions.
I feel like it was like a beautiful thing, like a symbiosis with Clara, you know, like...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how I'm going to choose to see it.
Mm-hmm. Also, V, did you get my message on Slack?
Oh, not only did I get it, I created a video and responded to you.
What?
In the Slack.
What? I didn't even notice.
Oh, I know. I've been unread for many
Hold
days.
On.
There were all kinds
Hold
of Slack
on.
Secrets going on.
Okay,
this.
I'm going to be
fine. That's a thing we could do? I could send you, like, private Slack messages? I feel like there's collusion going
Have
on here.
Have you been missing out on this for the last 3 years, Fred?
I don't even...
I'm so thrilled to see Ben's reaction. This is better than him seeing it when it was said.
I don't even know who you guys are right now.
Nope. Nobody even responded to my, like, emergency thing. So, you know, hey, whatever.
Wait, you had
emergency?
Yeah,
you immediately fair. Said I read it. Mind, so yeah, you did. Like, you already okay, resolved it, so I didn't...
Well, yeah, but nobody was like, oh, cool.
I thought that... Did you not get my
thought? Like, no, electricity. Message.
Oh, God. Who do we want to even start with?
Navarre.
Abuela. Oh,
whoa!
Ezra.
Actually, Rudy. I'm not going to start with Edward. What's your character's name?
Me?
Yes, there it is. I almost said Ben.
Whoa!
Like, that's not correct.
Max. Edward has launched forward in front of you to absorb Clara's fall, maybe, but he's really staying there for more than just cushioning a fall. Let me know what you do.
Oh, thank God. Okay, he got her. All right, you... Hey, big guy. He gets down to the ground and gives Aaron a couple light slaps to the face. Hey, buddy. You're going to need to wake up and explain yourself.
Aaron, you feel someone kind of tapping against your cheeks, and then that tapping gets a little bit harder.
No.
Oh, yes. Time to wake up. You up?
What's happening?
I'm going to pick him up to his feet by his shirt so he's on his feet.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm up.
So what possessed you to do what you just did?
I look around panicked. What did I just do?
Oh, let me refresh your memory. You were like, "Oh yeah, Dragon Clara's totally fine. Check this shit out." And then you shot her with a harpoon. No?
No. That's I wouldn't have done that.
Ah, yeah. You see, I would have believed you if I didn't see it with my own eyes, buddy. So you walked over there and you shot her out of the air with a harpoon.
Oh no.
You feel like you're gonna be sick.
Oh. Is she all right?
No.
Tell me she's all right.
No, I'm not gonna lie to you, buddy. No, she's not. That didn't look good.
You might want to move.
If she was all right, my tree friend over there would have been back by now.
Tree friend?
Max, roll reflex.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Roll dexterity.
49, a success.
As you say these words and you look over around his shoulders toward Edward, who is still just kind of hunched over Clara's body, Aaron just projectile vomits over your other shoulder. So you are out of the way. But, I mean, there's a mist. There is a mist.
God damn it! All right, did you get it out of your system? Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. This isn't good, buddy. This is not very good at all.
Aaron, you begin thinking about all of the things that happen to people that do murder. And one of those things is that they go to jail and they lose all of their assets. So, I mean, what's going to happen to you, your shop, or, you know, you didn't mean to do any of this. So, yeah.
I claw at Max's shirt. Max, I can't go to jail, man. Oh God, I killed a mayor. Oh no. They really liked her too.
Buddy, I don't. If she's not okay, jail's the least of your problems.
Wait, you haven't even checked on her? You're screwing around with me? Go help her! My God!
You know what? You don't go anywhere, and I want to sink him into the ground so only his head is above the dirt.
Okay, roll power for me.
Ooh, yeah. I rolled a 10, which is an extreme success.
Okay, great. So you settle him in real good into the dump trash. But I mean, so many feet in just trash. So he's there. And while he won't be like stuck in the ground per se, you will definitely be able to hear him if he starts trying to climb out, because there will just be rolling debris.
So I squat down to his eye level or close to it. So you're not going to go anywhere. And I'm going to make sure she's okay.
Right. I'm a little trash goblin.
Yeah, you're a little trash goblin, buddy. Max walks over to Edward.
Before he gets there, can you just go back over what Abuela said to Edward?
Edward, as you are cradling Clara's body and she tells you that, you know, death is just another dimension, it's another place, and you can feel as she's no longer there, Abuela comes to the center of your consciousness and reminds you, let's just take the body. That's the most important thing that we can do right now.
Speaking back to Abuela in my mind, I say, no. No, this is not right. This is not how it's supposed to be. What do you mean take her body? We need to save her.
We cannot save her if she does not want to be saved.
What do you mean she doesn't want to be saved? How do you... You can tell that's what she wants? Like, we have been together for so long. This isn't the way this happens. She's supposed to be here.
Let us take the body. I don't know what we could do, but the preservation of her form right now is perhaps the best thing that we can do to give ourselves time to research and make sure that she doesn't return as some undead horror.
Okay, fine. Okay. And I start to form back into a more humanoid shape as my body kind of coalesce back into just a wood-covered human. And in my arms, I'm cradling Clara, and I have tears streaming down my face, and I start walking back towards Max and Aaron.
Edward, how's it look?
I continue to walk past Max without answering, and as I get closer, I am looking around for where Aaron is.
Roll spot hidden.
54 out of 65, that is a success.
You can see that Max has placed him in the garbage, so just his head is above this little ridge of discarded things.
I look at Max and I say, she's gone.
Oh no.
And he did this.
He did.
I walk towards Max and I hand Clara's body to Max.
I take it.
And I start walking towards Aaron.
Max, as you cradle Clara's body in your arms, her blood kind of soaks into you, and you feel this rush of power as you absorb the bloody phantom. Aaron.
Yep.
In the distance, a strapping young lad, covered in blood, who is scaling with this wooden armor, is kind of just like focused in on your head. And you can feel each drop of his foot as his emotions kind of go through the earth and toward you. And his shadow, which is cast by the moonlight behind him, gets to you before he does. And you feel the cold rage. And you have experienced this before, because when Clara as dragon was flying over the city, you remember that cold shadow and how, you know, everyone was really careful not to get too close and to stay in that shadow too long. And you feel that same thing radiating out of Edward. But just past Edward, you see as Max begins to get large again. His muscles begin to pop. His hair is now just like so flowy, and it looks like moisturized, and just for no reason whatsoever, his body is just shining like it's been oiled for a photo shoot, and the moonlight just glistens off of his shoulders. And he's holding Clara's body, looking at Edward, and then looking toward you.
My arms stretch outwards, growing incredibly long, as we've seen before. They pierce into the earth that covers Aaron's body.
Roll power.
And pulls him out and brings him closer. 23 out of 65, that is a hard success.
It does not, however, be Max's extreme success. So, Max, do you want to allow Edward to pull this guy from the trash heap?
Yes.
Okay. You feel like some resistance, and then you can also feel, because now you and Max share this blood of the dragon, as he releases his prize to you, and Aaron's body just shoots toward you as you pull him close to you.
You did this. You took her away from me. What do you have to say?
I don't know that there's anything that I can say that will make it better or bring her back. I don't know what happened. I don't. I'm truly sorry. Do what you will.
Edward, as Aaron says these things and you hear the sincerity and the regret in his voice, you are kind of taken back in time and experiencing a memory, both your own and Clara's, of when you were stuck inside of the box and you lost it and you began attacking. And she kind of put you back in your place, and how that created such a huge rift. And so you can understand being outside of yourself if you, as a character, want to embrace an amount of empathy for sanity.
I look at Aaron and I say, I don't know if I'll be able to forgive you, but just know that if I feel at any point your intentions are not what you say they are, I will kill you. And I put Aaron down. I look at Max. I walk up to Max and I take Clara back.
Max allows you to do so.
Earlier, you mentioned Aaron's character experiencing the power that Clara had as a dragon. Am I also experiencing that power?
You are.
Then I will sprout wings from the back of my body and transform into some type of hybrid. And I will lift Clara's body up with me, and I will leave Max and Aaron in this trash pile and bring Clara back to the library.
Before you do that, And before you can use this new magic, roll sanity.
Oh boy. 74 out of 66. I'm supposed to roll over, right? No.
Ooh, that's too bad right there. You take 12 points of sanity damage.
Down to 54.
Yeah, so bad.
Oh, you got way more than me.
And as you begin to transform, and are you trying to transform into something similar to what you saw Clara's last form being?
Yeah, I think I want to be able to be a little bit more in control than a full dragon so that I can carry Clara's like delicate body without maybe having to, you know, lift her body in a clawed talon. I think that was my thought process behind my transformation.
Okay. So as you begin to try to transform into this being that kind of resembles Clara, you kind of come to this understanding that you don't quite know what life as a dragon is like or what it ever was before, and you don't have access to the same kind of like history that Clara had. And as you carry her body and you transform into this humanoid version of a dragon, your sanity impact is that you understand that the best way to understand dragon memory is to eat the dragon that you've killed. And so as you lift up into the sky, you begin tearing into her throat, but kind of chewing into the tendons and muscles and just ripping her to shreds. Max and Aaron, in the midst of all of this trash, there is now a mist of just disgusting humanoid dragon viscera that is spraying down from the clouds. As Edward completely consumes Clara's body. Edward, as you feel Clara's blood and bone in your mouth and you swallow even the little bits that are like dripping down your chin, you rub into your flesh and into your scales and you feel this power and memory wash over you. And as you look out into the distance, you see a light turn on at Whatley's house.
Considering I'm probably, would you consider me in kind of a primal state right now? Would I be, okay, if I'm in a primal state, then whatever attracts my attention, I'll probably make a beeline for it. So I will head to Whatley's house.
Max, you notice that Edward is now flying in some other direction.
Oh, shit! What the fuck?
You might need to handle that. Why don't I try to find the typewriter? Because I don't know where that went down. I'll bring it to the library, and I'll meet you there.
I mean, trust me, I'm not trying to run away. You know where I live. Well, you could find me, I'm sure. So, just don't eat me, okay?
Yeah, that sounds good, buddy. Stay away from him, okay? I figured he would spare your life. I thought it was a nice learning moment for the big guy. Didn't know it would turn like that. Yeah, go find the typewriter and go to the library and just tell Navarre to lock all the doors, okay? Just tell him to not let Edward in.
Okay.
I'm gonna get him, like, okay. Is there a thing I can roll to realize it's the direction of Whatley's house?
Yeah, you can roll natural world or navigation. Any of those things would be fine.
Gotcha.
Or you can roll power to tap into the back of Edward's mind.
Power's going to be a better option for me.
Okay.
Ha-ha, yes. Hard success, 28.
Great. You can focus on Edward because you're sharing a blood source now. And you can see what it is that he's looking at. And you can tell that he's in this kind of primal rage.
Oh, of all the goddamn fucking shit. All right, yeah, Aaron, definitely do not let... Only I could come into the library, okay? You go in there, you close it up. No one comes in except for me. Or if they're with me, okay? Good luck. If you see Edward, run. And I...
Okay.
Oh, wait, do you have the key? Oh, shit. Do you have a way... Here, listen,
I'm sure Navarre will let me in.
Just find a payphone and call for Rudy Yelp, but just to say put it on Max's tab, okay, to get back to the library, all right?
Okay.
All right. Be safe, buddy. And then Max will jump onto the motorcycle and take off towards Whatley's house.
Do I sense Max in my psyche or thoughts? Him making that intrusion, or am I too far gone into like dragon state or primal state to?
So you would consider it more of like being part of a pack. When you're in this primal state, all you know is that you can sense and feel your pack animal. And so you can sense Max and that he can hear and see what you're doing, but you don't have this logical or even intelligent way to communicate back right now, as you are completely enraged and in your primal state.
In this state, since you mentioned pack, do I see Max as like an ally, or would I feel like this is a mental intrusion?
Definitely not a mental intrusion, not necessarily ally either, but family. You know, you are two members that protect each other and protect the island. So you'll both probably either do whatever it takes to make sure that, you know, the goal of the pack is achieved.
Okay.
Cindy, as you are able to, well, I'll ask you, how are you entering Whatley's house?
I'll take my little lockpick set out of my pocket that I always carry with me, and, you know, just with nonchalance, I'm just gonna pick the lock and go in the front door.
Okay. It easily opens for you, and you click on the light because you know that Whatley is never home at this time.
Perfect. I'm going to just start looking around, looking for anything of value, anything looks like it might be more of an antique, anything that'll fit in my duffel bag.
Yeah, for sure. There is a really interesting cuckoo clock that hangs over a telephone. And it looks like it's really intricately carved. When you go over to it, do you want to roll a praise or anything?
I'll try.
Okay.
I know when things look good to me, I don't necessarily know when they're actually worth something. That was a 70 out of 10, so no idea. Does it look ornate?
It definitely does look ornate.
Hell yes, that I'm pulling that off the wall and putting it in the bag.
Okay. As you pull it off of the wall, the clock strikes 11 and this cuckoo clock, you know, like just starts going off, but it's not a bird that pops out. Two small doors open and a train comes out of it. And with some mechanism that you don't quite see, there are very thin, almost invisible wires that make the train circle around and look like it's flying through the clouds. And then it goes around 11 times and then goes back in to the train station.
I'm going to watch this whole thing just in awe and then just kind of mutter to myself, oh my God, Aaron's never going to believe me. This has to be worth something.
So you put this in your bag and you turn around to start. Are you going to stay downstairs or did you want to go upstairs and kind of rummage through some things?
I'm just going to kind of go room by room. So if I know Watley's not usually home around this time, I'm taking my time and, you know, looking in drawers, kind of each room, picking up whatever looks valuable as I go.
There's a couple of like really nice engraved lighters that he has just sitting in a drawer, and there are like three of them in there. So you can scoop up the three of those that have his initials engraved in them.
Oh, yeah.
And you see that like, oh, you know, you could probably get this buffed out and someone else can buy it. No big deal.
I know a guy.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to be just fine. And then as you go up into his room, you find like his stash of, you know, like drugs and paraphernalia there. And then there is a seaweed scented lubricant in the nightstand.
Okay, man. I mean, you do you. I'm not going to judge.
And then you hear something downstairs.
Oh, shit.
Edward, you go through the front door and it is unlocked. Roll spot hidden.
32 out of 65. That is exactly hard success.
Yeah. So you know, of course, that someone's in here, but you can't think. Like, just things aren't making sense to you. And so you lean into your primal state and you just suck in air through your nostrils. Just this. And you follow this scent. It's a woman. And you follow her into the living room and you make a loop around. And you catch her scent as she has like rubbed up against the wall on the stairwell. And something strikes you. This isn't a woman. This is Aaron.
What? What is he doing here? How did he get here?
And then you hear this person say, I guess, man, I mean, people are into what they're into. And you hear a drawer, just be pushed in.
Can you paint a picture for me in what my physical state is like? Am I dragon humanoid right now, or am I more fully dragon?
You believe yourself to look like Clara did at the end of her life.
So the lengthy dragon, human, lengthy yes. dragon, right? It wasn't humanoid, or was
yeah,
it?
So if you think of a dragon, so I am basing this off of a series of books that I really like, but it's like a dragonborn, but instead of being more squat and beefy, they're more elvish and very long-limbed, very, very tall.
So with unnatural speed, I will start clawing and clambering my way up the staircase, following the scent and the noise that I just heard.
As you hold this bottle, because you're just like, well, I mean, I'll take it, right? Like, it's unusual. And you close the door, you turn around, and there is the most beautiful person you have ever seen in your life. Just so well defined. Their hair is just in this tattered mess. No one you have ever seen in your entire life has looked more wild and also in control. And your body just kind of clenches. And Edward, this very familiar scent of seaweed lubricant squishes through the air and arcs onto your chest, making you glisten, and you smell Whatley, and you are brought back to your senses.
What? Whatley? Whatley, are you here?
And just to be clear, I'm seeing him as this gorgeous person, not as a dragon.
Sure, yeah. No, you see him as an elderling type dragon. So very much what Clara okay. was at the end. But yeah, I mean, he's just
gorgeous.
He's beautiful.
Okay.
Gorgeous, beautiful. And in fact, his eyebrows have this like crown of scales and stuff. So he looks like he is crowned like with a like some kind of a regal bone structure that's covered in these like wooden but glistening scales.
Oh, wow. 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 I gotta say, first of all, second of all, I'm not Whatley. I'm Cindy. I'm not sure what's going on here, but wow. And, I'm just house sitting. Don't worry about it. It's fine.
Real fast talk.
<laughs> 92 out of 50.
You want to use any luck?
I don't have a whole lot to start with, so
okay.
I think we'll let it go.
Yeah, you know that she is lying.
House sitting.
Yeah.
Not likely.
Oh, he's not here, though, so it makes sense.
I'm well aware of that.
Okay, so you know him, too. Great, we're all friends, then.
Mm.
Cool.
I don't think you're friends with him. Why do you smell like Aaron?
Oh, you know Aaron. Okay, so we're all friends, then, if you know Aaron. Aaron's my big brother.
I wouldn't call Aaron a friend.
And just so everybody knows... I'm 6 feet tall, so Cindy is super tall and super awkwardly gangly, so she's kind of like Aaron's opposite. Yeah, so
Max, you get to Whatley's house, and everyone that's in the house can hear the motorcycle as it kind of rips through the front yard. And I just imagine Max doing like a quick little vanity donut in the really nice lawn.
Oh, yeah.
But that's for you to do.
No, absolutely. Just like, oh, I'm having a hard time stopping. Just. Oh, geez. Sorry, bud. Oh, no. Oh, no.
And because you've been kind of linked to Edward psychically, you already know what's happening upstairs.
Okay.
And so you can run up and do whatever it is you'd like to do.
Gotcha. I look at before I go into the house, I take a quick peek at the barn to see if it's been burst open or anything.
It has not.
Oh, thank God. Oh, thank you. Stay right there. And then I run upstairs.
I snatch Cindy's hand that's holding the seaweed lube. And I go, friend, huh? More like a thief.
Whoa.
You can roll to get out of that if you'd like.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Dodge, dex.
Yeah, do a dodge.
That's half dex. That's great. We'll do that.
Why haven't I been having people roll dodge?
I don't know. I just looked down and saw it existed. Okay. 35 out of 20, so I will spend 15 luck for that.
Yeah, so as you try and grab the seaweed-scented lubricant out of Cindy's hand, she very deftly moves out of your space and back towards the window.
Wow. That little too handsy there. You're like this ethereal, like, wow. But no touchy. Is this yours?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I was just checking it out. Put it down. Okay, man. Here you go. And I will kind of bend over and set it down in front of him.
I pick up the lube and I put it away in a dragon pocket somewhere. Am I wearing clothes?
Nope. I do want to point out that while you are in a hybrid form, you do not create sanity impacts for other people because you are glamored, or you're exuding a glamour, essentially, over all humanoid people. Mm. So as you kind of like see that she's okay and is just like, wow, you're so beautiful, and just like really praising you. You also feel like, you know, someone is, you know, stroking your ego, and that feels very good, and you like that.
Do I have the ability to manipulate that in a sense of like suggesting things to people?
You can try anything.
Okay. I will say, I'm still confused at why you're here. What are you doing in Watley's house?
Oh, that. Yeah. So he asked me to stop by just to check things out and make sure that, you know, nobody was breaking in and trying to steal anything, because that would just be awful.
The stairs creak as someone walks up.
Do I sense Max, or is that a surprising noise to me?
It is not a surprising noise to you.
Listen, if you know my brother, Aaron, he can vouch for me. Just call up Aaron. He'll be like, yeah, Cindy's good people. She's good.
That's why you smell like Aaron.
Thank you. That's kind of weird. That's real weird. I mean, we're siblings, but like, what?
Hey, big guy. Hey, what's going on up there?
I caught a thief in Watley's house.
Wow. A choir of goods is the preferred term for those people, not that I'm one of them. Just super judgy here for somebody with seaweed lube.
That is not what is in question here. Let's head downstairs.
Okay, is that your friend? Is this my new friend too? Because we're all friends here. It's fine.
He is a part of my pack, yes.
Cool. Is he another, like, wow, whatever this is?
Not really.
Okay. Cool. Lead the way, I guess. Can you turn around in that space? Do you want me to go first?
Yes, you go first and I will follow you.
Okay, cool. I will kind of sidestep around him, like keeping my eyes on him the whole time. And then once I get to the door, I'll be able to turn around to see Max. Oh, hey. Wow. Nice hair. I gotta say. Whoa. Hey, I'm Cindy.
Okay.
I'm a friend.
Friend. Okay. Yeah.
I'm actually Aaron's sister. You know Aaron, right?
We're
old friends.
Probably stop bringing him up. I'm just going to just tell you right now. Don't do that.
Oh, shit. What do you do this time?
Oh, ho, 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 ho.
So, Max, now that you are not seeing through Edward's kind of primal vision, mm-hmm. all you could see whenever you were looking, you know, through his eyes to see mm-hmm. Cindy was this just like female, tall, like that's all you got.
Yeah.
There wasn't a whole lot. So now you can actually see this person. And Steph, would you be so kind as to give us a physical description of Cindy?
Yeah, she looks like the kind of person that grew up more than out ever. So she's 6 feet tall and does not wear it well, just awkward, skinny. She has her blonde hair and just kind of this messy ponytail and a duffel bag over her shoulder, and seems pretty chill, but definitely very casual appearance.
Hello, it's nice to meet you. Why don't we go downstairs and take a seat and we can all calm down?
Oh, I'm super chill, but okay. Yeah, let's...
I think the guy behind you is a little upset. So
he seems pretty, like, a lot.
He can't be.
Okay. I can hear both of you right now.
I meant that in a good way, like...
That's how I took it.
Good. Yes. See, we are all on the same page here. This is going well.
Down the stairs, female Aaron.
Oh my god, my name's Cindy. With an I.
So as she passes Max on the stairs, and Max, would you touch her at all to like, oh, it's going to be fine, to kind of reassure her, or hands off?
I wouldn't, like, touch her. I would just, like, motion, like, hey, I'm here. It's going to be okay.
As she turns the corner and looks back up at you, roll history.
Pull it up.
Wait. Does Max and Cindy have a history?
This is going to be a long shot. It's a long shot. I only got...
And in fact, you can roll it with advantage.
Okay.
Is that a new mechanic that just got introduced?
No. You just roll your 10, or your... your tens. Not your tens place, your...
Yeah, the tens.
Yeah, the tens
twice.
Place. Yeah. Sorry. And you take the lower value of the two.
Gotcha. You know, I kind of want to know what it... I rolled a 34, but I only have a 5 in history. But I want to know what this is about, so I'm going to spend all that luck, because I'm at Max.
Hell yeah.
Okay. As she turns around and looks back up at you, just like projecting chill, but very much understanding that she is A, caught, and B, probably in a really dangerous situation, and is looking for alternative exits, you remember this person. You remember escorting her out of this really large pit as you helped some of the original inhabitants to the island escape the mining that Darius had them kind of working in and enslaved in. And you remember releasing this person back into the island and giving them at least some amount of freedom outside of Darius's control before you were banished.
Oh my god. Max gets a little lightheaded. Oh, excuse me.
All right, You okay? Do you need anything?
No, I'm fine. It's just
okay. I can go find something like in the kitchen. Do you want a glass of water?
I think I'll be okay.
Okay. Cool.
It's just. It's gonna sound weird. It's good to see you're okay.
And that's where we're gonna call it.
Boy. Seaweed loop?
Oh boy.
The Lord.
It's not what you think it's for.
For his hair or something like that.
It's for his tentacles.
No, those tentacles, okay. They stick together?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can move them up.
Ow, that's true. That's very true.
Okay.
Sorry, I sidelined Aaron, but I figured that was probably the best choice.
That was perfect. And okay, can I just say, good thing you know what? We're gonna talk about it and take it.
Yes, yeah.
So
there we
if
go.
If you wanna know what I'm gonna say,
take a knee.
Y'all gotta go get on our Patreon, and you'll be able to get the take a knees. So that's gonna be super exciting. So yeah, we're gonna go record Take a Knee right now. And if you wanna know more about the show, ask us questions, send us your really well thought out, probably more well thought out theories than what I have, you can send those to @StPaxtonPodcast on Twitter.
You can find me on Twitter @BenStonick.
You can find me at I Think I'm Fred.
I'm at One Gaming Lane.
I'm at Starlit Firefly.
And I'm at Typical Veronica. It was a blast to GM this game for you, and it's always great to hang out with the chat. So thank you so much for coming, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
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 Bye-bye.
This episode was edited by Steph Kingston. You can find her on Twitter @StephOKingston. This episode was produced by me, Veronica. The intro for the show was composed by Rob Anderson. You can find him on Twitter @PotentiallyRob. Voiceover in the intro was provided by Hiroshi Sutherland. You can find him on Twitter @MaybeHiroshi.
So in the garage, so we have an outlet outside and it's linked to my brother's room and half of the garage on a GFCI. And so we had a vacuum and an edger plugged in and it popped the thing.
Hot.
And mm-hmm. It shut off his entire room, half the garage, which includes both the freezers. And we were like, and so we like reset the GFCI and we're like, oh, nothing happened. Okay. We go to the breaker. None of them are popped. And so all right, well, we'll just start flipping shit. And we like flip it on and off. Nothing happens. And we like reset the GFCI. Nothing happens. And we're like, did we just like end the power grid for this section? Like, oh shit. So there's another GFCI somehow on that same circuit in his bedroom behind like a wall, and it makes zero fucking sense. So
who puts that in a bedroom?
Dude, our house, we had an engineer that lived here before us, and they just engineered some shit.
Oh, no. That sounds about right.
Which is, yep. Please don't take in any way against actual intelligent, successful engineers, but this guy was not one of them.
Oh, no.
I feel like he made my house too, because
yeah,
my house is a mess.
Yeah,
but we did find it and fix it. So I was like, because we were worried that I had power in here, but we had to plug in the
freezers into a, like with an extension cord into my office because it's the closest outlet to the garage that still worked. So I was like, I'm not running two freezers and my computer on the same circuit. But then we found it and fixed it, so it was fine.
Ridiculous.
There's somebody named Creamy Grandpa in our chat.
Oh my God, I was just going to say the same fucking thing. And they came out with, I think that's a screwdriver or a wrench.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, that's great.
Or a robotic arm. Mm. I'm here for
a wrench arm, maybe.
A wrench arm?
From Cyberpunk.
I'm sorry that we're not playing Cyberpunk.
Oh, I just thought it was like a Tess.
Let me get my other character sheets then.
That's a real Tess kind of thing. Oh, man. Sorry about your power issues and that I didn't look at my phone.
It's all good. It got resolved, so.
Yeah, I just looked and you said cancel that literally 1 minute after.
And I really was thinking of replying, oh, thank goodness, and then I didn't.
Because we're bad friends. We're bad friends.
And all these secret conversations and private Slacks behind my back all this time? For three?
Well, they were right in front of you. You just couldn't see them.
Yeah,
it was just hidden.
Just thumbs upped it, Mike. Don't worry. I saw it. Don't worry, buddy.
In the Slack. Oh, thank goodness. It's good to know.
It's very funny.
Oh, my God.